From JMI Wealth, Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
So you talked about the big sell-off yesterday, and we had the chance to react to all of that yesterday. How did we handle it?
So that weakness, that weakness in US and Europe, and that was on the back of those weak manufacturing numbers and the inversion of the yield curve that I also explained, which has been the subject of numerous news articles over the last 24 hours. So what was the follow-through in our part of the world? Well, we did see a pretty significant sell-off across the Australasian and Asian markets. We're obviously the first market to open, and we looked pretty weak, actually, on the open. It fell about 1%, but that was as bad as it got, Mike. We clawed our way back to only close down, I think, 32, 33 points, whereas across the Tasman, the ASX fell just over 1%, 1.1%. But the real damage was actually reserved for the Asian markets. They also fell on the open, but they never recovered. The Japanese market seemed to be the one under the most pressure. The Nikkei managed to tumble 650 points, just a whisker over 3%, so not a happy outcome there. Shanghai Composite down just under 2%, similar moves in Korea. The US markets are sort of back open now, and they're looking relatively stable, actually. So it looks for the moment like the damage has been done. We do need to focus a little bit on interest rates this morning, Mike. I mean, that fall in US Treasury bond yields that we saw last week has produced the same reaction in our part of the world as well. And I was looking at the New Zealand government bond. So this is the 10-year New Zealand government bond maturing 2029. If I go back a year to April 2018, that was trading at 3.11. Yesterday, that bond traded at 1.89%. And we're seeing those similar falls right across the yield curve. What's really interesting, Mike, and for those of us in the markets, we're used to this, but maybe people in the broader world aren't. If I look at the similar bond in the United States, it's trading at 2.41%. So our interest rate's considerably lower than the equivalent interest rates in the US. So we were hitting record highs in the share market. Now we're hitting record lows in interest rates.
And what about those interest rates? Because good for the mortgage, of course, but not good if you're trying to live off it.
No, it isn't. And I do want to have a bit of a chat about that this morning, because common wisdom out there is we see mortgage rates going down and we're all popping the champagne because mortgage rates are falling. And certainly, you know, you are seeing that action on the mortgage rates, and that's a good thing. I mean, two-year mortgage rates are now being offered by plenty of the banks under 4%, which is quite remarkable, really, isn't it, that you can buy a property and fund that property purchase with an interest rate under 4% when we think back to some of the historical mortgage rates that we've seen. And that's a great thing. But what about all those people that rely on interest or investment income? And, Mike, there is a heck of a lot of money on term deposit in New Zealand, tens and tens of billions of dollars. And it's a pretty simple equation here. I mean, if interest rates fall from 5% to 2.5%, which we've actually seen over the last sort of decade, you need twice as much money to generate the same amount of interest income. So that really does hit those people that live off that. So what do investors do? Well, we've seen a lot of interest recently in companies listed on the NZX that pay attractive dividend yields, and particularly those shares of companies that are seen as being or having defensive characteristics, so less likely to be hurt in a sort of recessionary environment. Examples of these where we've seen these flows, companies like Chorus, Genesis, Spark, Contact Energy, Mercury, utility type investments, and a lot of them in that energy field. So all of these companies are paying dividends that equate to a yield return well in excess of the term deposits. But Mike, the thing that investors are doing, they're taking on board share market risk. So this is the classic illustration of risk versus return. And this tends to be what investors do when they start searching for more yield. They almost always have to take on board a little bit more risk as well to achieve those returns.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, the Dow Jones, unchanged at this stage, 25,503 from where it turned. Well, it's actually just popped up a point, so let's give it that point credit, shall we? 25,503. 2794 on the S&P 500, down 6, and the NASDAQ 7628, that's down 13. The FTSE 100, down 30, 7177, that's 0.4%. The Nikkei, as I said, closing at 20,977, off 3%. Shanghai Composite 3043, down just under 2%. The ASX 200 6126, and we lost officially 32 points yesterday, closing at 9519, 0.33%. The New Zealand dollar looking as strong as an ox, Mike, 0.6911 against the US, 0.9720 Aussie, 0.6107 euro, 0.5242 pounds, 76.04 yen. Gold trading at $1,321.79. That's up 8, bit of a run into gold. And Brent crude, $67.10.
You have a good day, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.